From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. On today's program, it's another hour of classic 70s jazz rock fusion. And we'll begin with a set of tunes from 1973, starting off with the Mahavishnu Orchestra, but not a track from their album Birds of Fire, which was released that year, but rather from an album called The Lost Trident Sessions, so named because these sessions were recorded at Trident Studios in London in June of 1973, but they were not issued to the public until November of 1999, when the tapes were discovered by accident by producer Bob Belden when he was looking for the tapes to remaster the Birds of Fire album for Columbia Legacy. In 1977, John McLaughlin was interviewed by Dig magazine, and he made reference to this lost studio album. And he said that the reason it was not released was because emotions among the band members were running high at the time, and they felt quite nervous about releasing this project, though no explanation was ever given as to why. But John did say at the end of the interview that he hoped that the sessions would one day be released, and he got his wish in the fall of 1999. The original lineup of Mahavishnu Orchestra is here. John McLaughlin, of course, on guitar, Jan Hammer, keyboards, Jerry Goodman, violin, Rick Laird, bass, and Billy Cobham on drums. Here is Sister Andrea.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh,
began that set of tunes from 1973 with the Mahavishnu Orchestra, Sister Andrea from the Lost Trident Sessions. We followed that with the quartet The Section, comprised of Danny Korchmar guitar, Craig Dorge keyboards, Lee Sklar bass, and Russ Kunkel on drums. From their second album, Forward Motion, we heard Burning Bush. And lastly, some fusion from Sweden, fronted by guitarist Janne Schaefer, and a track from his self-titled debut album, with Bjorn Jessen Lind keyboards, Stefan Broland bass, Ola Brunkert drums, and Jan Tulf percussion. We heard No Registration. This next segment will consist of one lengthy piece of music, and we'll go from 1973 to 1974, and a track featuring the amazing guitar artistry of Carlos Santana. At this point in his career, Santana was exploring not only jazz rock possibilities, but also his own spirituality, and he was exploring the possibilities of combining his distinctive Latin rock sound with free jazz and spiritual jazz improvisations. The previous year, he had the pleasure of working with John McLaughlin on the album Love, Devotion, Surrender, on which they performed a couple of John Coltrane tunes. Well, on this album, Illuminations, Carlos had the privilege of working with John Coltrane's wife, Alice. This track will feature Santana on guitar and cymbals, Alice Coltrane on Wurlitzer organ and cymbals, Tom Koster, Hammond organ, Yul Broussard, soprano sax, Dave Holland, bass, Jack DeJeanette, drums, Phil Ford, tabla, and Phil Brown, tampura. This track took up most of the B-side of the original LP, a piece co-written by Carlos Santana and Tom Koster, Angel of Sunlight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Angel of Sunlight, the track which took up most of side two of the original LP version of the album Illuminations, the 1974 collaboration between Carlos Santana and Alice Coltrane. Actually, at this point, both artists were recording under their spiritual names, so Santana was known as Devadeep Carlos Santana, and Ms. Coltrane was Turia Alice Coltrane. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you'd like to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. Our address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And you can find much more information about the show by visiting our blog and website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you'd like the playlist or streaming audio for this episode, please look for Jazz Progressions Program 1920. Continuing on with Classic Fusion to wrap up the hour, we'll fast forward to the year 1977 for a couple of tunes. Starting off with violinist extraordinaire Jean-Luc Ponty, and a track from one of many albums he recorded for the Atlantic label in the 70s and 80s, the album Enigmatic Ocean, with Alan Zavod on keyboards, Alan Holdsworth and Daryl Sturmer on guitar, Ralph Armstrong, bass, and Steve Smith on drums. This is the four-part title track, Enigmatic Ocean. We began that set with the electric violin of Jean-Luc Ponty, Enigmatic Ocean, Parts 1 through 4, from the album Enigmatic Ocean, out on Atlantic Records, from 1977. And lastly, also from 77, the Belgian fusion band Abraxas, no doubt inspired by the Santana album of the same name, from 1970. And this band's album from 77 is also self-titled Abraxas, with Dirk Bogaert, flute, Paul Elias, guitar, Charles Luce, keyboards, Jean-Paul Musette, bass, and Jack Maurer on drums. We heard Bullwinkle, though it's spelled differently from the name of the classic cartoon character. And that does it for this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.